SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Trump not backing away from his tariff policies, despite a sharp turn down on Wall Street. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton with the report.
In the face of tumbling stock prices and increased worries about a recession, the White House says the president is unwavering in his approach to tariffs and trade. Asked about the recent Wall Street losses, the president said markets are going to go up and down. He went on to say that he believes what his administration is doing is the right thing to do, even if it means a little, in his words, disturbance. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, Senate Republicans are optimistic that they'll be able to pass a continuing resolution to keep the government up and running through September. Bob Agnew has more.
Senator Marsha Blackburn says there's only one reason for Democrats not to support the bill.
Schumer wants another Schumer shutdown.
Because she says he's hoping that would make President Trump and the Republicans look bad.
But he's just so wrong on this.
Wrong about how the voting public would respond to a shutdown. After all, Blackburn says poll after poll shows
the American people agree with the steps that we're taking to get this economy back on track.
A vote is expected as soon as Republicans can muster the handful of Democrat votes they'll need to get the bill over the finish line. Bob Agner reporting.
Egg prices again reaching a record high in February as the bird flu continues to run rampant. An Easter and Passover approach. The latest monthly consumer price index showed a dozen grade A eggs cost an average of $5.90 in U.S. cities in February, up 10.4% from a year ago. That eclipsed January's record high price of $4.95. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow adding 39 points, the NASDAQ up 240. This is SRN News. Christians are aging out. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
What that means is that the median age of a believer in the U.S. is getting older, meaning fewer young people are adopting the faith, suggesting that fewer people overall will be Christians in coming decades here. According to the Pew Research Center, the median age of a Christian in America today is 54. 10 years ago, it was 49. Meanwhile, the median age of religiously unaffiliated people stands at 38. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Supreme Court has agreed to decide whether state and local governments can enforce laws banning so-called conversion therapy. The law at issue is one from Colorado, which bars any licensed counselor from helping anyone under the age of 18 to voluntarily abandon the homosexual lifestyle. The question is whether the measure violates the free speech rights of counselors. This is SRN News. As we hear in this BBC report, the center-right Democrats have won the most votes in Greenland's election. The balloting head in the shadow of President Trump's stated goal of gaining control of the island.
Only around 40,000 people were registered to vote in this election, but it's been brought into the international spotlight because of President Trump. His desire to take over Greenland has reignited the debate about its independence. While the island is self-governing, its foreign defence and monetary policy is controlled by Denmark. Surveys suggest a majority of Greenlanders support independence, as do most of the main political parties on the island. But while some Greenlandic politicians believe President Trump's comments could give them leverage in negotiations with Denmark, others think that retaining those ties, at least for now, could be beneficial.
The BBC's Alfie Tobit with that report. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.